T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Close to 600 hate crimes in Jersey last year, 200 against Jews. And you heard from the rabbi, Jeffrey Myers, from the Tree of Life. From the time he was a boy, people threw pennies at him, saying he was cheap because he was Jewish. Fist fights, anti-Semitic comments. Spray paint, anti-Semitic Jewish comments. So for 6 decades plus, he's been hearing this. 6 decades plus. Yet he remains one of the most positive people in America. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you don't have hatred in your blood. But he did say he gets angry. I love the man. Someone else I love and admire is David Hickton, a former U.S. attorney who I grabbed this morning because he's right in the heart of this sort of thing. David, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I read this in USA Today. As recently as Saturday, President Donald Trump was accused of playing to anti-Semitic tropes during a speech in Florida sponsored by the Israeli-American Council, where he said many Jewish Americans do not love Israel enough and called those in the real estate business brutal killers who are not nice people. Does that hurt Jewish Americans? Does that stir up this hate? David Hickton?
Absolutely. He did the same thing 4 years ago, and playing to the political spectrum by dividing us is his playbook, and unfortunately, it's very dangerous when you talk about dealing with anti-Semitism, which is described as the oldest hatred in the world.
So much of it carried out through social media and the internet. This is something you've delved into. Is that the biggest tool to spread this hate, sir?
It has definitely accelerated the problem, and you know what we have to do is we have to prevent it. And one of the ways we prevent it is capturing it and punishing it. And we're working very hard on establishing what the new rules may be over the internet about establishing the proper privacy security balance when someone is spewing hate speech that might lead to, you know, action that kills people. But the bigger issue is I think we have to prevent it by getting every American to embrace what I think is the central tenet of my public service life and what I believe since I was a little boy. And that is we all need to accept and embrace the idea if something like this happens to one of us, it happens to all of us. And so you can't decide to say this is a Jewish problem. You have to decide this is an American problem because hatred is evil. And hatred, which leads to violence, deprives us all of freedom. And that's what's going on here.
David, one of these Jersey shooters has ties to this group that I'm unfamiliar with, but that doesn't mean anything. The Black Hebrew Israelites. Any familiarity with that group, David?
I'm aware of them, and it's a group that's fairly militant and controversial and is trying to assert the proposition that they are the true descendants of the Jews. From history. It would be a terrible mistake to allow this to become solely described as a battle between groups who follow the Jewish faith, and it would be a terrible mistake to look at the color of the skin of the assailants and conclude that it's simply a race or an ethnic issue. But that group has a purpose, and it shows the danger when we look at ourselves in such an overly tribal way. It's very troubling to me. I think the president is not really anti-Semitic. I think that he has a son-in-law who's Jewish, grandchildren who are Jewish, his daughter is married into a Jewish faith, and he has recently issued an executive order talking about extending the civil rights protections to Jews based on establishing the Jewish faith as a race. Now, that's a little dangerous. I have mixed feelings about that. But Donald Trump is basically disabled the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. And this shows why that was a bad idea, because we need robust civil rights enforcement. And while I do not believe that he is anti-Semitic, I will point out that many of his supporters are. And it's very important to note as a historical matter that the lies and myths that create the environment for anti-Semitism have been used for centuries to lead the rise of nationalist movements like the Nazi Party, for example. And Americans have to just reject this. And beyond rejecting it, they have to embrace and surround the Jewish people who are being persecuted and appreciate that it's not wrong and it's stupid to persecute Jews, but it's also dangerous for all of us. That's the way we get out of this.
Former U.S. Attorney David Hickton. David, outside of the Tree of Life shooting, is there an anti-Semitic movement? Are there hate groups, Jewish hate groups, anti-Semitics in Pittsburgh that you have seen, sir?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there have been since time immemorial. The problem is they've largely been marginalized. But two things have happened. When we have either a dog whistle campaign or an express whistle campaign where we talk about making America great again, which is designed to identify white people and white males and white Christians as a group, that's very dangerous. It's divisive. It's dangerous. It's totally anti-American. And then the second problem is the Internet. When people can hide this hate under the cloak of secrecy and then act on it in a time period that is so fast that law enforcement can't respond, we're going to continue to have these attacks. We need to prevent this. And we prevent it one way, we prevent it is punish it severely. But we need to prevent it beyond punishing it. That's the least effective way to prevent it. We need to prevent it by reasserting American values and championing the cause of civil rights in this country. A civil rights insult to one American of any background is a civil rights insult to every one of us.
Former U.S. Attorney David Hickton. David, good luck today with this speech. I really appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
He's amazing. An insult to one is an insult to all. The best that we can do is extend our love and kindness and acknowledge the greatness of our Jewish community. And it is great to a magnitude you can't imagine once you take a look at it. It's amazing. Amazing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.